This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend. Hey, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. I want you to irritate as many people as humanly possible. Also, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you want it signed by me, you have to order it from the website. If you don't care whether it's signed by me or not, then you can order it up on Amazon. And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let's see. Who do we... Oh, okay, that'll work. We got Gary from New Hampshire on the line. It is New Hampshire, right, Gary?
That's correct. How you doing, Joe?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Roseanne.
Roseanne who?
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne Barr.
Okay.
One who can't sing the national anthem right.
That's right. Yes, that's right, too. So was she over the top? Was she nasty? Did she deserve to get fired?
I think it comes out dirty on paper, no matter what way you slice it on her.
Okay.
I think that, however, did you get a chance to watch her new season of her TV series?
No, I had not. No.
Well, did you ever watch the original Roseanne?
Yes, I did. I wasn't an avid watcher, but I did watch it.
Nobody ever was. That's like trash TV. It's like watching Saved by the Bell in the morning if you're a millennial. It's trash TV. but it has a point to put across.
Go ahead.
So what I'm saying, yeah, no, you guys keep thinking I'm going to say bad language. I ain't going to do that.
I believe you.
So what I'm saying is, with Roseanne, I find it interesting. What she said was probably offensive by all marks, right? It, like, it's kind of a crappy thing to say.
Yeah, personally, I believe in making fun of people, but I think in that case she may have stepped over the line. Or not she may, she did step over the line for me.
I know, and I think it's very unfortunate. I think it's an unfortunate thing with that, because overall, I enjoy Roseanne. Like, I watched Roseanne growing up. She would have, she had the first big gay wedding and all that kind of jazz. Like, you know, I remember what's very interesting to me is a lot of people will forget the reason that they had in this most recent season, her youngest boy, DJ there.
Right.
He was a boy who tried to kiss a black girl in a school play in the original series. And yeah. Roseanne's point on that was, we're white trash. We're not racist. And that's in the original series. And so understanding that her comments were not too well put, I think overall it's kind of weird to think that she's more of a racist and not a crazy person. She's got some mental illness.
But she's been all over the place. She said some extreme things, but I get to the point now where when it comes to those Hollywood types, I'm expecting this kind of thing. You know, look at the Keith Olbermans of the world and what have you. They do all kinds of offensive stuff.
I'd ask you this. Why the hell isn't there a representative Republican out there in the media? Why don't we have a character like that out there? Like, because the Republicans you get are racist, or they're stupid, or they're grappling with some sort of problem with religion. Why can't we get a Republican that's just an average Republican Joe?
You'd have seven different versions of what an average Republican was. You already have 27 different versions of what a Republican is without being called a rhino. I would like to, first and foremost, I would like to have a Republican to send to D.C., wouldn't you? I mean, just one would be nice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. D.C. is one thing, but yeah. We're not talking about D.C. We're talking about a cultural war. So why the hell isn't there one that is in the media, acting sort of sense?
Right. Well, you see what happens to them. You see what happens even to the Tim Allens of the world, who was bringing in all kinds of money. He wasn't over the top. His stuff was funny, and it was funny from they poked funs at both sides or all sides of the aisles, and they still, because it was just a little too nasty on the left, they still canned his show, I believe, for that reason.
Well, no. I'll agree with you, Joe. Tim Allen, I love him. He's fantastic. They got him on a drug charge. They had something they could pelt him with.
It was 100 years ago.
No, I totally agree with that. But that's what I'm saying, though, is like, I think the only unscathed Republican at this point is Norm MacDonald.
You're probably right. I don't know much about him, but listen, Gary,
we're up and be in Hollywood and still make his point.
Yep. Well, when the liberal comedians are complaining, you know that there's a major problem. Gary, gotta go. I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it very much.
I'd love to get back on sometime. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, and always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate your time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. But, you know, again, he's right from a standpoint of, even when Roseanne Barr was on before, I thought she was disgusting with some of her stuff. But you know what? I believe in freedom of speech. You don't like it? There's 900 other channels of nothing on there. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
All I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, truly being engaged. I want you engaged in a conversation. Okay? I want to make sure that you you got to get involved in the conversation. If you hop up to the website, realside.com, you'll find a live chat room up there. Same thing on that Facebook tweet, Facebook feed tweet. Listen to me. But, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to make sure you get information from both sides. And sometimes we think we have all the answers, and we really don't. That's why I look to others for information. The truth is somewhere in the middle usually. All right, so here we go, before I forget, because I only have a half an hour now, right, or a little bit more. The flag. I tried to give the flag away last week, but I did it too late, didn't get enough of a response. And here's how it works. They're embroidered American flags. They're hand-stitched, made here in America. The stars are stitched. The rest of the flag is not just printed. The colors that are stitched together, all the stripes are stitched. Great. It's a great flag. So here's the deal. 35th email I get. You got time. 35th email I get gets the flag. The only deal is I get to use your email address. You get the flag for zip. I don't charge you for postage. I don't charge you anything. All right? But you got to send me a picture of you with the flag. It's really that simple. I want to see the flag waving. I want to see you waving the flag. Whatever it takes to wave that flag, I want to see that flag. And it's that simple. You need to send the email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, again, I don't care how many you send. You send as many emails as you want. Okay? Some of you cranked away. And, you know, a lot of times you only miss by a couple. So keep going. Don't stop. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I will keep checking, and I will announce it again. So this thing is, like, freaky to me. Because I never understood. I grew up in a Catholic church. And I know how solid and staunch they are about what they believe. I grew up with Jesuit priests. You want to talk about being solid? Anyway, a Providence College has or a Providence College student who posted a flyer about Catholic views on marriage has faced a staff-led protest. He's been threatened, and there's been a restraining order slapped on him by one of the staff. Michael, I can't pronounce, Melanskis, recently graduated the Catholic Institute of Providence, Rhode Island. But he's now banned from the campus after the college sided with an administrator who filed a restraining order against him. Now, so Melaskis served as a resident advisor at RA for a dormitory. And on March 1st, we did this story earlier this year. And I couldn't understand it then, and I really don't understand it now. He created a display on his floor defending the Catholic Church's stance on marriage. The two-panel display read, "Marriage, the way God intended it, one man, one woman," and contained various short messages, including passages from the Book of Mark and a quotation from Pope Francis. After posting on the board, he said, "I immediately became a target. Not only did students vandalize the board, later removing it entirely and target him on social media, but according to Smelanskis, groups were congregating around his room." Look it, they're going to a Catholic college. What did they believe? What did they think the college thought? What do you think the college taught? I mean, seriously, you're gonna go to a place you know that has a belief system, especially when it comes to religion, and you think you're going to go there, and because you feel bad, they're going to change the way they believe? Campus security had to move in and move him to a different dormitory for his safety. When students returned from the March 3 to 11 spring recess, the board had reappeared, accompanied by an official statement permitting the display from Vice President of Student Affairs, Kristen Goodwin. Right? So they stuck up, originally they stuck up for him. On March 14th, he received a call from the campus security while working at his job at the college bookstore, mind you. He was informed that a cartoon had appeared in his dormitory's bathroom, depicting another man raping him while saying, "Mike, what did I say about putting your sign up?" This is how they fight. This is the nasties in how they fight. This is the love Trump. I want you to understand. This is the love Trump's hate group, right? This is the we take the high road when they take the low road group. This is the hypocrites. "The beliefs I hold are for those Catholic beliefs I hold are those of the Catholic Church, and are consistent with the mission of the college as a Catholic and Dominican school." Right? This is according to him as he told a paper. Right? "PC students considered hate speech at Providence College, or will it free expression be protected by the college? I want to know," he said. The board was later taken down and then reinstalled a third time. Now, 13 professors at the college released a March 18 statement in support of Smolanskis, affirming the board's understanding of Catholic doctrine, rejecting accusations of homophobia, and calling for the community to respect academic freedom. But Reverend Brian Shanley, president of the college, he also penned a missive to the community calling for respectful dialogue concerning church teachings about marriage. He denied that espousing the church's views of marriage is homophobic, while labeling homophobia a sin. We're not supposed to, as Christians, as Catholics, we're not supposed to hate people. We're supposed to hate sin, but we're not supposed to hate people. Right? We're supposed to help people. We're supposed to love people. But love isn't always giving them what they want. Love isn't always accepting what they want to do. Can you imagine if a straight white guy had put up a picture of him raping a woman for her stance on lesbian marriage or something? How do you think that would go over? See, it's again, I keep telling you, it's not equality they want. It's total control. Eventually, staff suspended the use of the bulletin boards through, you know, even though he pointed out that the bulletin board celebrating lesbian marriage in an all-female freshman dormitory stayed up throughout the month of November. The board depicted a lesbian couple with the caption, "Married 3 years," and the accompanying statement, "Love is love." It also featured a series of homophobic statements in the background. Right? And then, now the college's four Catholic chaplains, they published a statement criticizing the lesbian marriage display for allegedly equating all opposition to same-sex marriage as homophobia. So apparently, any stance you take that's Bible-based is hate. So the Bible's a book of hate, I guess. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean it. Thank you, you know, for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending. You know, I do some of these stories. It's really funny. The haters. I get email from haters on stuff like this. And I actually get it doesn't bother me because the ignorance is just wonderful. And when I say that, I don't mean that in a hateful way. See, it's really funny. When it comes to the Bible, I love these people. I was talking about this the other night, you know. I love these guys who only, they want to harp on it without ever cracking a Bible. They want to harp on the love of Jesus. That he loved everybody. He wanted everybody to be happy. He wanted everybody to be joyful. Whatever. At least that's what they think. But what they don't put in there, and some of them have to be parents, so they have to understand this. That not everything you like to do is good for you. I would love to have a huff on Sunday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Guarantee you the show would be short because I wouldn't be able to get out of bed, then I would be dead after a while. It would make me very happy. Now that I said it, I want one now. But you see what I'm saying here, right? And by the way, don't forget, send an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. In the subject line, just give me a flag. I want the flag. Send me the flag. Okay, 35th person I get an email from, I don't care how many emails you send, you just need to understand I get to use your email in my email blast. It's really that simple. Anyway, send it to me. I send you a flag for free, a beautiful flag for free. If you want to see what they're like, you can head over to gracealley.com, and it'll show you there. So, but these people who show up at these Christian universities, these people who show up and think they're going to change Scripture, they know more than God. But see, the problem is this. It's not real for them. Do you understand that? People who will change that Scripture, whether it's, you know, Catholic Bible, Christian Bible, the Torah for the Jews, I mean, that is for them, and it's the living Word of God. It's real. And you don't change God's Word. So for you to go in there and start pointing and telling me this is hateful, that's, you're telling me you know more than God does. And then you're going to say to me, well, see, Joe, what you don't understand is the book was written by a bunch of old white guys who had an agenda. No, actually, the book was written not by the hand of God, but as God gave inspiration to those people to put it down on paper, period. You can believe. So I'm supposed to believe, you want me to believe what you write, what you believe, what you put down in those dirty magazines and television shows as to what's real today. What a real moral value say, right? Like the Weinsteins of the world and all the people that followed him and held him up in high esteem, right? Give me a break. But the word of God doesn't matter. And you go to a Catholic college, what's next? They're going to have you start taking down the crucifixes off the walls because they make you uncomfortable? Seriously. But then it's our fault because we don't stick up for these people. We don't stick up for that young man. I mean, there are people that have been giving money to that college that need to know this is going on, and they need to stop giving money to that university and say, look, until you actually, I sent my kid there, I went there because you espoused traditional Catholic values. If you're not going to do it, you're not getting my money, and you're not getting my support. It really is that simple. In a letter to the four Catholic chaplains I was talking about, in case you weren't here for the end of the last segment, published a statement criticizing the lesbian marriage display for allegedly equating all opposition to same-sex marriage with homophobia and called on the community to respect both Catholic teachings and homosexuals. We're never told to disrespect. The Bible has never told us to disrespect, you know, gays and lesbians. Never. Now, actually, the best way to put that is, we're never to disrespect human beings. We don't have to agree with everything. But we're never to disrespect. We're never even to hate people. We're supposed to hate what people do, but we're never supposed to hate people. In a letter to student leaders, Goodwin implicitly referenced both boards and stated that she is praying for civil discourse and healing. Well, you can't heal anybody who doesn't want to be healed. You can't heal people that only want it one way and a discussion. In a letter, she also endorsed a March 23rd March Against Transphobia and Homophobia, hosted by Shepherd, Stopping Homophobia, Eliminating Prejudice, and Restoring Dignity, a group. A support group for all members of the LGBTQIAA community that falls under the PC Dean of Students Office. Goodwin called for inclusion, but affirmed that Catholic teachings are not homophobic. Right? I mean, they're not afraid. See, I don't know why they use the phobic word, because they give me such an out. I'm not afraid of gay people. Not afraid of lesbians. Not afraid of transgenders. Not afraid of any of that stuff. In response to a letter from Smolenskus, Bishop of Providence Thomas Tobin wrote a letter lamenting the attacks against him and praising the professors for chaplains who stood up for him. But he warned that the college was at a crossroads. Will it continue to be PC, if you would? Right? But he meant the Providence College that we've all come to know and love. Or would it be really PC, politically correct? Right? The pathetic. I mean, he goes on to kind of rip them apart. Either you're a Catholic college for Catholic principles, or you're not. And I'm not picking on the Catholic, because you have Christian universities that are doing the same thing. They want to be inclusive. Well, Jesus wasn't inclusive. Read your Bible. Jesus had guidelines. You want to step outside those guidelines, you weren't included. In late March, Shanley released another public statement, this time addressing the negative publicity surrounding the incident. He reaffirmed the college's Catholic identity, condemned a Smolenski statement, while also advocating respect for the LGBTQ community. The situation took a turn for the worse after he graduated, when Goodwin, who had previously taken a neutral public stance, except for her endorsement of the Shepherd March, filed for a restraining order against him. Providence judge granted her a temporary restraining order with an expiration date of May 31st, when a hearing would take place. I mean, you know, when you think about these, why should he have a restraining order? Did he hurt anybody? Did he hit anybody? Did he write so-and-so should die or should be beaten or pummeled? Whatever. She alleged that Smolenskus had demonstrated an escalation of animosity towards her in the 2 months preceding the graduation. describing two incidents during the commencement mass that led her to file the complaint. In one instance, she alleges that he stopped approximately 10 feet away from me and glared at me for 5 seconds. He was visibly angry and stared at me, causing me to feel surprised, uncomfortable, even afraid. What would I do next? Or what would he do next? She also alleges that he yelled at her following the ceremony, recounting that he yelled something to the effect, "You should be ashamed of yourself, Kristen Goodwin. They threatened to rape and murder me, and you did nothing." That's, you know what? That's righteous anger. I would be mad too, wouldn't you? And it wouldn't matter what side of what aisle you're on. They threatened him, and she did nothing about it. Why would she do nothing about it? Now, she later expressed that, okay, the words weren't really threatening towards her. His actions towards me have escalated quickly. He's waiting for justice. He's waiting for somebody to step up and stand up for him. He went to a school that he thought was in line with his way of thinking. He went out of his way to go to that school, not because it was the only one in the country that would take him, but he reached out to go to that school. When do we start supporting these people? When do we get back to, you know, your belief system is your belief system and nobody should try to change that? You don't like the fact that that college doesn't agree in gay and lesbian marriage, then go to another college. There's thousands of colleges across the country. Or you're one of those people that want to make a statement, take a stand, show that you can force that country, college to change. Well, you can't. You might be able to afford the administrators to change, but Catholicism is still Catholicism. You can't rewrite their Bible. You can't rewrite the Christian Bible. You can't rewrite the Torah. You can't rewrite the scriptures of God. You can try. You can ignore them. You can take two hits off a crack pipe and try to interpret them differently. But they are what they are. And you can bend and twist scripture out of Genesis to try to make it that God created Adam and Steve. And it's not there. And you can't make it happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part, you get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
He was a famous trumpet man from Chicago way.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, if you want the flag, you got to send emails. The number has not been hit yet, reached, matched, whatever the word you want to call it. We're not there yet. You need to just keep sending. Some of you sometimes miss it by one. I always love it. Well, I know you don't love it, but I always love it when I see, you know, somebody sent 15 emails and then they miss it by one. Like, if you just didn't breathe and kept going, you would have hit it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, we were talking, you know, again, hitting on this thing at the Catholic University. And we really need to understand that these religious groups are under attack. It hasn't stopped. It's just not as prevalent. We're not hearing about it as much, whatever, but it hasn't stopped. So if you're one of those people that supports these schools, gives money to these schools, you need to call in question. You need to ask your kids what they're learning. Right? Wouldn't that be great? Ask your kids what they're learning at these places. And challenge. I mean, the guy stared at her for a while, made her feel uncomfortable. And it was and you find out afterward, it was because he was irritated that she didn't do. Now, she or he. See, we're doing this because, it's a woman. Where they don't want us to give a woman a leg up because they don't, you know, they mean, they're always better than us. You know how that goes. She's a woman. So therefore, she requires special handling or something. No. Woman, man, identified as whatever. You didn't protect me. And if you didn't protect me, of course I'm going to be mad at you. Of course I'm going to stare at you, maybe even glare at you for a minute. You didn't protect me. Not cool. In a response to a temporary restraining order, PC issues... Smolanskas a no trespass order, barring him from the campus and preventing him from working his summer job at the bookstore. Now, a civil restraining order was ordered by the court, and he said it's unacceptable. You know, it was conduct towards a member of our community on campus, and that's why they pulled it, or they gave them the restraining order to keep him away. I don't know what was so serious because he stared at us. If there was a restraining order put out every time somebody stared at me and I stared back, there'd be nobody walking the streets around me. That's how tough it would be. It's not right. What they're doing is not right. They need to step up. They need to do the right thing. I mean, seriously. You know, everybody's all excited about the Dems. They think they can flip California. I mean, they own it anyway, so I don't know what they're talking about by flipping, making California blue. It already is blue. You know, it's blue like a dead body is what it's blue. How bad it is. Taxes are going up. People are hurting here. Right? Look at Skid Row in downtown L.A. And it's not just in L.A. It's in these sanctuary cities and other places all up and down the state. And the Dems are so nervous about certain things, they're actually running... ads for Republicans. They're helping Republicans with ads to try to get the people elected or get them in the race that have no chance of getting elected. But the Washington Democrats, you know, have since the start of the midterm cycle, they're working really hard to flip a handful of California congressional seats. Because they see them as a key to taking over the House. But the party's facing challenges of its own. It's going into the primaries next week. They might even be shut out of some races. See, I told you about what's happening in California. The two top vote getters. In some of the areas, the two most popular people are Republicans. National Democrats are spending anywhere from $6 to $7 million to drag damaged candidates in the starting line for a runoff against formidable Republicans, like Jesse Hunt, a National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman, told a local news source on Wednesday about the races. He said, you know, this is not a position of strength for what they describe or what they think. They really need to focus on the battles. See, if I was the Dems, I would be focusing on the battles I can win. I would make it even tougher for the Republicans in the House and Senate. Not the ones that I might win, but the ones I actually could win. Now, the issue here is that there's a large, in some of these races, a very large field of Democrats, and they're not thinking it through. Because they're going to dilute the vote to the point where the two top Republicans will get the vote. Because there's no way in a primary the Republican, well, in most cases, that a Republican's going to vote for a Democrat. Not at a state or federal level. Not now. So you've got some of these races. We have a large number of Democrats running. They're going to yank all these votes. And you know one of these Republicans is going to get in, and they're usually very popular in those areas. And the Democratic Party the establishment has tried for months, right, to take its candidate field. They're trying to get that candidate field down, try to get people to step aside for the moment. That's not working. Now, when you look at the four seats representing Orange County, California, This is where Hillary Clinton in 2016 became the first Democratic presidential nominee since the mid-30s to win. Trump was so hated in Orange County, or disliked, that they actually voted for the Dem. And in most cases, from my understanding, is they just didn't vote at all. Republicans. Now, meanwhile, more than $8 million in so-called outside money has been spent on three of the races, much of it Democrat groups targeting seats held by Daryl Issa, Dana Rohrabacher, and Ed Royce. These guys have held these seats forever. Now, some of them, you recall, stated they weren't going to run in their districts, but that was because of redistricting in California where they had to change where they were running. Now, the Democrats, think about this. They need to win 23 House seats to take control of the chamber. And that's only really by one seat, right? They're going to need to take more than that to get anything done. Now, the early efforts to reduce their California rosters shows that it's a low turnout for these candidates, for the Democrats. There's an area in L.A. County that I was looking at to see how the ballots were coming back, you know, the mail-in ballots. And the Republicans are outpacing the Democrats in mail-in ballots, which is usually the other way around. So all this ginned up, we hate you, we're going to come out, we're going to bury you, what's happened? Now, just take the Rohrabacher race in Orange County. There's 13 candidates, 5 Democrats. Right, and we have, I think, 127 parties in California. It's disgusting. It's okay. It doesn't matter. And Rohrabacher has won the last dozen times in a row, even when a glut of Democratic candidates run against them. And even when they drop out, the bad part is they can't get, it's too late to get them off the ballot, even when they drop out of the race because they have no money. Or no more money, I should say. And a lot of these Democratic strategists or even the electeds will send staffers to help out, which is illegal, but they'll make it work anyhow. They all do it. Both sides do it. It's disgusting. I'm amazed, you know, when you start to get to the inside, you start seeing what they actually do and the games they actually play, and it's pretty disgusting. And you have to say sometimes, you know, there's no right side, no wrong side with these people. They just got it. Oh. All right. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And it's Gina Jimenez. Did I say that right? Wow. I'm pretty good. And you know what, Gina? You know about keep sending it? You hit the magic number, like, on the last one. And somebody else who was working tirelessly with you gave up too soon. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, guys. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down. Put it in your phone so you can call the show. But the best thing to do is grab our app. We have an Apple app. We have an Android app. And both of those apps have, you know, call the show now. Email the show now. So you just have to press one button. And it makes it so much, I try to make it easy for you. Try to make it a no-brainer for you. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, write it down. joe@therealside.com, write it down. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can help out the show in many ways. One way is to simply go to Patreon, sign up as a member, sign up as someone that wants to support the show. You know, love to have more members in that area. And it just helps us do better things for the show. I'm really shooting at some point in time, I would love to get like a full-time producer that could work during the day and, you know, set up everything for us and make life just a tad easier. Hey, I'm Joe Messina. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Have a blessed rest of the day. God bless and be safe.